This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
To help clarify, and I don't mean to put words in Clint's mouth, is that someone texted in as we were talking about who's got more pressure, Dak or CJ. Clint talked about D'Amico, pressure being on D'Amico as well. Someone texted in, what the hell are you talking D'Amico for? He had two winning seasons. I think, not to me, put the words in your mouth.
Yeah.
How
many of them winning seasons did Bill O'Brien have when everybody got tired of hearing about winning divisions?
But I think even more
all
yours.
Now, all of a sudden now it changes, man, get the hell out
AFC
of here.
AFC South champions,
get,
Brian.
Get the hell out of
but
here.
I think more of yours goes to him with the offensive coordinators that he's
yes,
had to any, bring
anybody
in.
With a brain, anybody with a brain, any fan with a brain,
Pinky?
If Nick Caley doesn't work out and if C.J. Stroud struggles because of it and suffers because of it, there's not but one person you can look at. I guess there's two if you want to bring Nick Caserio into the mix, because I do believe Nick Caserio is orchestrating this offense this year. But, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
But 100%. To your point, what they say is it was D'Amico.
Yeah. Look, when you come in and you take over the most dysfunctional organization I've ever been around and been a part of, or been, not maybe not a part of, but been around and covered, and you go get 10 wins, everybody's happy. Year two, you go get 10 wins, everybody's happy. Right? Year three, the expectations change. Year four, the expectations change. And if offense is the problem, just like pass protection, if pass protection is a problem next year, I mean, I guess you can look at Nick Caley if you want to. But I would advise that you look at the two decision makers in D'Amico and Nick and wonder why they addressed the obvious issue of interior offensive line the way they did. Yeah, I mean, you can keep blaming Bobby Slowick if you want, and you can keep blaming Nick Caley if you want. When you hire those kind of guys, when you hire guys that have never done it as a head coach, you take on a big chunk of the responsibility.
And to the point you were making with C.J. Stroud, if having C.J. Stroud there and the offense has struggled and you've had two offensive coordinators in three of your seasons, that's
the further we get away from that rookie of the year where Bobby Slowick was great and C.J. Stroud was great, the further we get removed from that, the less you're going to think about it. Just like with Bobby Slowick, you got a year removed from it and he was a problem and you got his ass up out of here. He was great year one, right? C.J. Stroud was great year one. You struggle year two, you replace the offensive coordinator with another inexperienced guy. If you struggle again, at some point in time, you gotta look back at the decision makers, and that's D'Amico. That's wild to me how, I mean, I literally for however many years three years with Bill, and I know it was present when I started with Bill. Covering Bill was, yeah. Bill wanted everybody to stroke him because he won a damn division.
And people were tired of that.
People tired of that. Hell yeah, we're in that division. We're tired of that, man. We're ready to go make a run. So, just the thought that you know, D'Amico, you know, is off limits because he won 10 games his first 2 years here. Come on, man. I mean, again, are we talking about winning divisions or are we talking about making a run at a Super Bowl?
I just want to clarify that. by the way, as we look here and the Astros are, they're off today. Clint, I'm looking And I got to be probably at the front of this line. And I remember you kept coming in. You said this a couple of times. I'm not going to lie. Some of the times I did a real live eye roll. I don't know if you looked at me and saw me.
You couldn't lie because I seen you.
And then a couple of times, Tyler, I sure enough thought eye roll. But a couple of times,
I think you snickered. I think you actually made a sound.
Sure, I certainly did. And you said repeatedly, as we know him here as the bronze glove winner, you repeatedly said, now a guy, if Jake Myers can take a step, this could really change this team.
Jake with the rake.
And I remember I went down to the point of, hey, man, if Buddy can just find one thing to do well, that was where I was right now. Jake has the best slash line of anybody on the team right now.
Mm. I didn't see that one coming.
Wow. He was hitting over 300 before his final at bat, but he's 297, 351 on base. Only Paredes by a few points is higher than him when it comes to on base, as he had a hit and a walk yesterday. He's got the highest 426 slugging percentage. OPS almost 800. I mean, like, this is, and we're in May. Like, this is, and he's playing mostly every day, and he is, where would this offense be? And this offense is struggling anyway. Where would it be without Jake? I'm wondering, have you reached the point where you are taking this serious from Jake? Like, reached the point where you're like, all right, maybe Jake has turned a corner, and he is, like, this isn't just a, hey, man, as long as let's keep this up as long as you can. Have you turned the corner and thinking that this is closer to the real Jake?
No.
You're not there yet?
No, he's got my attention, though.
No, he's got your attention.
He's definitely got my attention. Absolutely. Look, now, when I said it about Jake earlier, I did not expect him to start off this way. I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect it to come to fruition, but they are wholeheartedly committed to Jake Myers, and they have been for a couple of years. And knowing he's going to get at bats and knowing he's going to get starts and he's going to get run in center field, there is a huge opportunity for the center fielder to produce more at the plate than they have in the past. So there's a huge opportunity there. Now, what is he going to do with it? He's obviously going to get the opportunity because of the commitment that the organization has to him, and he's going to get the plate appearances. What's he going to do with it? And right now, up to this point, he's swinging the bat really, really well. To my point is, boy, and it doesn't have to be this good. If he can just...
Oh, hell no. Shoot,
if he can just contribute. Yeah, if he can just contribute throughout the season and not just go stone cold with that Dalton Schultz and Jalen Green look on your face.
I screwed up.
If he just avoids those kind of slides throughout the season, then Jake, I mean, this could end up being a huge plus, just like Yainer Diaz and Jeremy Pena that I keep talking
text
about.
Text line coming through. Jake did the same thing last year. Williams?
He had a hot month.
No,
he did. I don't know if it was this good, but he had a hot month.
Man.
He didn't have historic days like he had.
There was not a month that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dick was the best bat in the lineup.
No, maybe not the best, but he was hotter than a firecracker now.
This is like he went from being in Maldonado territory to he is somebody that I feel good and confident when he's up.
Let's go, Rockets.
Can't believe I'm saying it. I don't know how long. Again, I'm with you. I like the way you worded it. Yeah, he got my attention. I'm not ready to say all right.
He's got my attention, Ron, I'm
ready for it with Pena. But I'm
close to throwing that ladder down there to him and getting him pulled up out of that group he's in. I'm starting to gather up I'm looking for the ladder, the throw ladder in the garage right now. I'm not standing at the hole going to throw it in there. I'm looking for it.
Actually, Tyler, the way I view it is it's Jake's hanging on the ladder from the airplane, from the helicopter, and Chaz has got one hand hanging from one, and Dubon's got another hand hanging from one, and Clint's kicking on the way. He's kicked
it off, you leeches.
He's kicked one of them off, and he's about to kick the other one off or step on his fingers to make him have to release. So Jake can have it. Now, man, Jake is doing his thing. All right, one of the draft picks that I think a lot of people are excited about, one of the top draft guys in the business has some comments about him that you don't want to miss. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.